Krisus per Gimel Mishnah Hey. We have a similar Mishnah to what we just had in Mishnah Dalet. Very geschmack this type of Mishnah. Yesh bo bio achas v'chayv aleh shesh katois. First, I'm going to do one mice of bio asura. And he's chayv six katois v'chman al tzlan. And this is a little bit of a tongue twister. Habo al bitoy. He was bo rachman son al bitoy, which is chayv eskilo. His chayv aleh, there could be a case where he's chayv mishum his daughter. It's also his sister. It's also his sister-in-law, it's his brother's wife. She's also the wife of his father's brother, she's also his aunt. It's his daughter, his sister, his sister-in-law, his aunt. She's also an Eish Tzish, that's not hard. If she's married, she's an Eish Tzish. Venida, that's also not hard. How do you put together the first four? How could somebody be a daughter, a sister, an aunt, and a sister-in-law? So it's not going to work all with kosher, legitimate marriages. We're going to have to talk over here about a multi-generational rishus. The Gemara calls it in Makkos Rishia Bar Rishia. The Mais is Azoy. We have a fellow, we'll call him Reuven. He's a Baal Imoy. And his mother had a child. It's his sister, but it's also his daughter. It's also, it's the sister from his mother. Because it's only his sister from his mother, so Mela, she could legitimately marry his brother. She can marry his brother because she's not related to his brother. He was a Baal Imoy, but they don't have the same father. So she was married to his brother, then her brother died. That erva of Eishes Ochav stays, except in the case of Yibum, stays even like Amoysoy. And then after her first husband died, she got married to Achi Oviv. She got married to his father's brother. Again, there's no relationship there. So Memela, she's an Eish Tzish and a Nida. Okay, that's the easy part. It's also his mother, his sister-in-law, formally, but the Issa Erva is still there, and his aunt, that's still there. You'll have to add, by the way, in the Kuda that we pointed out in the previous Mishnah, where you're going to have the Issa Moisiv and the Issa Kedl. So when he was a Baal Imoy and gave birth to his sister, the sister with the daughter happened Bebasachas as soon as she was born. So that's Bebasachas. Then you'll have to say, Legabi the aunt, that she became Asura on other relatives, so the aunt and the sister in Mosamela, that'll be Moisiv and Kailu. Another point that has to be mentioned is that the reason why the Kedushin is Chal on the brother and on the uncle is because Kedushin is Taif is Chayv Elavin. Mamzeres chayv elavin. Or you'll say they're mamzerim. It's a family of Rishon. Kenzan they're mamzerim as well. So memela, that's why the kedushin was chal. So that's your case of sheish chatois. We'll point out one last point, which the Gemara is madgish over here. Nachrenim talk about it. The issa moisiv that we had in the previous Mishnah, the marshal, the piece of chaylev that became osim shum mukdoshim and noisor, is that another level of issa was chal on this piece. The other Yisurim. Over here, the Issa Moisiv is the fact that this woman became Asura to other people. That's a Chiddush that we didn't have in the Mishnah before. Where the Issa was Nitoisiv, Legabi other people, that would be a separate Chalois, and Agav that, the whole original Issa could be Chal, to be Chayiv on Shtayim, that Chiddush we have over here in this Mishnah. There is another Noisei, that what we mentioned before, legabe the issa over here being chiyuve koris, but the kedushin are toifis because it's chayve lavin of mamzerus. When you look at the Rambam Pirshim Shnayis, the Rambam says that the reason why she was allowed to marry the uncle, the brother, is because they were mamzerim also. That's what it sounds like, and it sounds from the Rambam the way that Achrenim understand it. Look at the Tais Yomtiv. Is that the reason why you have to say that everybody else was mamzerim is because otherwise there's an issue over here of mamzerus that was chal legabi them. How could you have, when they get married, an issue nitoisiv of chayv krisus, of an uncle, of a sister-in-law? They're already also mishum mamzerus. The chayavaita in issue chal issue. On that, the answer has to be no, there's no issue because they're all mamzerim. So they weren't us, so they were mutarim. So now with the marriage, they get familiar relationships, not psul kol, but familiar relationships of sister-in-law, aunt, and so on. Lamaisa, Tosfos asks this kasha, so Tosfos says no. Tosfos says that another type of chorus, like we had in the Mishnah before, there you need Moshe Vokel to do the trick and get rid of the Nisachal Alissa. Masha'enga, in this type of case, from a Chayve Lavin to an upgrade of Chayve Krisos, that's already a Nisachal Moshe. But some of the rationale behind that is that chorus is a whole different level. It's a whole different type of Issa. A Chayve Lavin, V'horai, a Chayve Lavin is tough about Kedushin. Masha'enga, Chayve Krisos, Loi tough about Kedushin. So it's considered a whole different level of Issa. It's not just another Issa, it's a whole different type of Issa. That's also an Issa Moshe. Kanira, that's not Muskim. The Rambam doesn't agree with that. That's a Yediyah over here. In these Mishnayis, Achroinim or Malabin, Rishonim really, based on the sugis, Malabin, a lot of the protim of the sugis of Enisachal Alissa that come up in other places in Shas. Now let's go on to another case that's discussed over here as well as in the Mishnah, a case of six chatois. Vahabo al bas bitoy, he was born on his granddaughter, who was also the sister of his wife. It goes like this. You have two friends, we'll call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married, Shimon was married, Reuven had a daughter, Shimon had a daughter. We'll call Reuven's daughter Rachel and Shimon's daughter Leah. Rachel married as a second wife, married Shimon's daughter. Shimon married Reuven's daughter. Shimon had a daughter from his second wife, who's the bas of Reuven. We'll call her Bilhah. If Reuven were to be bo al Bilhah, he's being bo al bas bito because she's the daughter of his daughter that was married to his friend, to Shimon. Plus also tzachos ishte because he hare married his daughter's friend. I'm sorry, his friend's daughter. He's dochen edim by Shimon. So memela, his being married to the daughter of Shimon renders the daughter of Shimon achos ishte. Now that daughter, that Bilhah, who's the enikel of Reuven and the daughter of Shimon, went and married the son of Reuven. Chanoich we'll call him. So she's also the daughter-in-law of Reuven. She then went and she married a brother of Reuven. A niece is allowed to marry an uncle. So no, there's no erev in that. You're right, it's her grandfather's brother, but there's no erev in marrying a niece. So Memela, she's also the Eishes Ochiv of Reuven. Then she got married to a brother of the father of Reuven. We'll call him Yaakov. A brother, so she's an uncle again, but she's then Eishes Achi Oviv of Reuven. And then she got married, so she's also an Eishes Ish, and she's also a Nida. So again, you could be mitzar of this, and again, each single one will be usher on other people, so there's always going to be a Moisiv, and that's why there could be multiple averis, and there's no limitation of any sechal alissa. Reb Yosi Omer, which means like this, the Zokin is referring to in the second case that we just went through, the Sefer, the Mishnah Bo Abbas Bitoy, we have the case where the brother of the father of Reuven, Yaakov his father, the brother, so Ova Zokin, if Yaakov the father married her, she's Hare, a great-granddaughter of Yaakov's, because Yaakov's son Reuven married off his daughter to Shimon the friend, and the daughter had a daughter, so it's the daughter of the daughter of his daughter. It's a great-granddaughter. Great-granddaughter is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Over Azokim means he was over an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's what's called in the Sechsivam Shniyos. It's an Issa, a great-granddaughter. It's not the same thing as a granddaughter, which is a Chiv Skila. It's a Issa D'Rabbanan. So Lamaisa, if he married her, the marriage is Toifis. And then, if the son would be Bo'aleo, halo, it's Eishes Oviv. So that's what the Mishnah adds. Chayav Aleo Meshum, Eishes Oviv. Now, we'll add, the Rav makes a cheshur in the Gemara, L'chosh, he'd never be able to imovav in a son, means Kedushin would be Tavis. He can't marry her. How could she be an Eishes Ish from the great-grandfather? The great-grandfather, one of the cases over here, the six, is Eishes Achi Oviv. She was married to his brother. If she's married to his brother, it's Eishes Ach. If it's Eishes Ach, Kedushin is not Tavis. The answer has to be the Eishes Ach. His brother died without children. So Memela, she's Muteris L'Eishes Ach, is always Mutim B'Mokim. Even the other rites are not Mutim in the context of Yivum. So over there, it would be chayiv alav mishum eish esav, would also with eish esish. V'chein habo al bas ishtoi, a bas ishtoi, which is a separate iser from bitoi, it's the daughter of his wife, even if it's not his daughter, the al bas, bas ishtoi, not the stepdaughter, but the step-granddaughter, you could cheshbon out with all those cases, and you'll have a composite of all those cases of 6 to 8 malkias. Mishnevav is a continuation of the same type of cases where there's multiple chayve krisus and multiple karbonos. Habo achamoisi, the case goes like this. Here we're dealing with Rishoyim, like we had in the earlier Mishnah, Rishia by Rishia. So we have over here a fellow who was bo al bitoy. Reuven was bo al bitoy, and he had a daughter. That daughter is his daughter. It's also the sister of his wife, because it was bo al bitoy. I'm sorry, the sister of his granddaughter. His granddaughter was a mamzeres from him and his daughter. So Mela, his granddaughter is the sister of the mother. Then what happened is the grandmother married somebody else, which means that the daughter that did the first nus is the mother-in-law, married somebody else with the condition of taifa. So there's a mother-in-law relationship with the daughter, who was my ledes, the mamzeres. It's also achoyz ishtoy, because they're sisters, so it's achoyz ishtoy. Then what happened was that daughter got married to the son of that fellow from another wife. So there's no relationship from that wife, but he can marry a son of that person from another wife, which comes out that she's now the daughter-in-law of the fellow who married the granddaughter, is now the father-in-law of the daughter. He died, the son of the one who was married to the granddaughter, and she got married to his brother. So it comes out that she's the Ashes Ochiv of the first son-in-law. And then she married in another marriage after the other husband died. She married an uncle of the son-in-law. So it comes out that when he's bo'oleo, and we'll add in throw that she's neshish and nido, it's chayv aleo mishum chamoisoy, it's his mother-in-law from one marriage, kalosei, his daughter-in-law from another marriage, achos ishtoy from the daughter with the granddaughter, eishes achiv from his uncle, the Eishes Achiyov. I'm sorry, Eishes Achiyov, the sister-in-law, the Eishes Achiyov, it's also his aunt, the Eishes Ishvinidu. You can put all those together, that's another case. And again, over here, each one of these has a Moisev and a Kel. Or a Bebasachas. So, Mel, there's no problem in Yisachalism. V'chein, habo al eim chamoisoi, v'al eim chamov. You're going to be able to moshel ois all this type of raid, also by a Eim Chamoise, the mother of his mother-in-law, or the mother of his father-in-law, which are also Yisurim. You'll be able to add in all those other cases where she married multiple times. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Haba Chamoisei, Chayev Aleh Meshum Chamoisei, Ve'em Chamoisei, Ve'em Chamov. Yochanan ben Uri has a chap. Person can marry a woman. He can also marry her niece. You're allowed to marry your own niece. You're allowed to marry your wife's niece also. And he married her niece, paternal and maternal. The way it would work is like this. This one fellow, and he has three children. He has two daughters and a son. There's somebody called Yaakov, and he has three children. He has a Leah, a Rachel, and a Reuven. One of them, Leah, has a daughter. The brother, Reuven, has a daughter also. Somebody from the shul, Beryl, non-affiliated, comes and he marries one of the children, who did we say before had a daughter? Leah. So Rachel, he marries Rachel, and he marries Leah's daughter, and he marries Reuven's daughter. So he's married to three women from the same mishpacha. He's allowed to get married to all three of them. They're cousins. Legabi, this guy Beryl, the grandmother, the wife of Yaakov, is his mother-in-law, because it's the mother of one wife. It's the mother of his mother-in-law, because his mother-in-law, who's Leah, it's her mother. It's also the mother of her shver, Reuven, his father-in-law of the third wife, his mother. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Achap, they can be chayv with the same name, shviger, but it's chamoisoy, eim chamoisoy, eim chamov. They're all three bechlal. But he says he can be chayv in all three. Amru loy, that chacham say no. Shloshtan, these three, shem echor hein. Mishnah brings in this context of splitting shemos. These three are really just the chiddush of the Torah is that eim chamov is like chamov, but not that eim chamov and chamov are two different lavim. So now there's only one karz. Now here we're going to have to go back to the sugya v'nisachal. This is a pashto shaila on this type of case. What the shaila? When he got married to the first of his three wives, this Beryl, so the grandmother became also Alteim Chamov, let's say, the mother of his father-in-law. So that's it. She's already Chavik Krisis. How then was it Chal when he married the second wife, another Yisrochar and Yisrochar Lissa? So what you're going to have to say over here, the Mepharshim say, the Chap, is that he married all three of his wives Bebas Achas. He was Mekadosh all three of them with one Shliach. And they were all chal b'bas achas simultaneously. So there's no problem in this chal lisim. There's no way of a kol. So lechur, it's going to have to be that way. Not so gishmak. The Rishash has a whole arichus over here. This is something that the Rishonim speak about. Why taka shouldn't it be moisif? Lechur, every one of these women who he marries, he's also usher bo because of her sister. Sorry, I'll say that a little more accurately. He's also moisiv other women that become osir. Not the pshat, the iser legabi, the grandmother, she's already osir. But marrying each one of the women is moisiv somebody else who's osir, because each one of them, their sisters become osir on him. Atzachoy sishtoy. So that's what's called beloshna hamafarshim. This is an iser koilo, which is not an added iser, it's an added person that becomes osir. Machmas shem noisov. It's another person becoming osir als achois ishtoi, so that will make that klapi, the grandmother, a new iser of eim chamoisoi, chamoisoi, and eim chamov could be chal, that already not. There is a concept called iser koilel b'shtei shemois. I'm sorry, iser moisir b'shtei shemois. Iser moisir b'shtei shemois means that if something was also, somebody was also, and that very same person became also with an added iser, it could be a totally separate iser, shteis shemois, but it lemaisa, that helps to be a maisa. But koil is the pshat that when he does this maisa kedushin, somebody that was also becomes also with an added iser. Why? Because it was chal on somebody else. That somebody else has to be shaykh to the sugi that we're talking about. If it's a different Isra, it's not going to be Moisiv on the grandmother, the other Shem Isra of Chamoisiv, Eim Chamoisiv, etc. Okay, we've reached the end of these two very interesting and challenging Mishnayis. It's an adventure unto its own.